Chapter 2, Module 1, Membranes, Signaling and Excitable Cells, Listening Guidance. This review compares rapid neural signaling with slower hormonal control. Pause after each prompt and explain the answer aloud. Learning goals. Explain resting membrane potential, action potentials, synaptic transmission, autonomic control, hormone classes, receptor signaling, and endocrine feedback. Electrical signaling in neurons. Neurons maintain unequal ion distributions across their membranes. Potassium is concentrated inside. Sodium is concentrated outside. Selective permeability and the sodium-potassium pump help create a resting membrane potential, with the inside electrically negative relative to the outside. A graded potential is a local change whose size depends on stimulus strength. If depolarization at the trigger zone reaches threshold, voltage-gated sodium channels open. Sodium enters rapidly and produces the rising phase of an action potential. Sodium channels then inactivate while voltage-gated potassium channels open. Potassium leaves, repolarizing the membrane. Continued potassium conductance can briefly cause hyperpolarization. An action potential is all or none. A stronger stimulus does not create a taller action potential. It usually increases firing frequency or recruits more neurons. The refractory period limits firing rate and promotes one-way propagation. Myelin increases speed by allowing current to travel efficiently between nodes of Ranvier, a process called saltatory conduction. Synapses and networks. At a chemical synapse, an action potential opens voltage-gated calcium channels in the presynaptic terminal. Calcium entry triggers neurotransmitter release. The transmitter crosses the cleft and binds receptors on the postsynaptic cell. Ionotropic receptors directly control channels and act quickly. Metabotropic receptors act through signaling pathways and are often slower and longer-lasting. An excitatory postsynaptic potential moves the membrane toward threshold. An inhibitory postsynaptic potential moves it away from threshold or stabilizes it. Neurons integrate many inputs through spatial and temporal summation. The autonomic nervous system regulates cardiac muscle, smooth muscle, and glands. The sympathetic division supports mobilization during challenge. The parasympathetic division supports rest, digestion, and energy conservation. These are coordinated tendencies, not simple on-off labels, and many organs receive both forms of input. Hormonal signaling. Hormones travel through body fluids and act only on cells with appropriate receptors. Peptide and catecholamine hormones are generally water-soluble. They bind membrane receptors and use second messengers. Steroid hormones and thyroid hormones are lipid-soluble. They cross membranes or enter cells through transport mechanisms, bind intracellular receptors, and alter gene expression. Their effects often begin more slowly, but last longer. Hormone secretion is commonly controlled by negative feedback. In the hypothalamic pituitary thyroid axis, hypothalamic thyrotropin-releasing hormone stimulates pituitary thyroid-stimulating hormone. Thyroid-stimulating hormone promotes thyroid hormone release. Rising thyroid hormone then inhibits the hypothalamus and pituitary. The endocrine pancreas illustrates antagonistic regulation. When blood glucose rises, beta cells release insulin. Insulin promotes glucose uptake in insulin-sensitive tissues and supports glycogen, fat, and protein synthesis. When blood glucose falls, alpha cells release glucagon. Glucagon promotes hepatic glucose production, especially through glycogen breakdown and gluconeogenesis. The adrenal response links neural and endocrine control. Sympathetic input stimulates the adrenal medulla to release epinephrine and norepinephrine rapidly. The hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis produces a slower cortisol response. Cortisol supports fuel availability and modifies immune activity, but persistent excess can have harmful effects. Integration. Neural and endocrine systems solve different timing problems. Neurons deliver targeted signals over milliseconds to seconds. Hormones distribute signals more broadly over seconds to days. They continually interact. The hypothalamus translates neural information into endocrine commands, while hormones alter brain function and behavior, sensory coding and motor control. Sensory receptors convert physical or chemical energy into electrical signals. This process is transduction. Receptors are selectively sensitive rather than perfectly specific. Photoreceptors respond best to light, mechanoreceptors to deformation, chemoreceptors to chemicals, and nociceptors to potentially damaging stimuli. Stimulus intensity can be encoded by action potential frequency and by recruitment of additional receptors. Location is encoded by the receptive field and pathway carrying the signal. Adaptation reduces the response to a constant stimulus. Rapidly adapting receptors emphasize change, vibration, or movement. Slowly adapting receptors continue to report magnitude or position. Pain can become more sensitive rather than less sensitive after injury because inflammatory mediators and central pathways lower response thresholds. Motor control is hierarchical and distributed. Spinal circuits coordinate reflexes and patterned activity. The brainstem supports posture, balance, eye movement, breathing, and other essential functions. The cerebral cortex contributes voluntary planning and skilled action. The basal nuclei help select and scale actions. The cerebellum compares intended with actual movement and supports error correction and motor learning. A stretch reflex illustrates feedback control. Muscle stretch activates muscle spindles. Sensory neurons excite motor neurons serving the same muscle, causing contraction that opposes the stretch. Reciprocal inhibition reduces activity in the antagonist muscle. Descending pathways can adjust reflex gain according to the task. Endocrine axes in more detail. Hormone concentration depends on secretion, distribution, binding, metabolism, and excretion. Many lipid-soluble hormones circulate bound to carrier proteins. The bound fraction acts as a reservoir, while the free fraction can usually enter tissues and interact with receptors. Hormones are removed mainly by the liver, kidneys, and target tissues. Pulsatile or circadian secretion means that timing can be as important as average concentration. The hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis begins with corticotropin-releasing hormone. This stimulates adrenocorticotropic hormone, which stimulates cortisol production by the adrenal cortex. Cortisol supports blood glucose, vascular responsiveness, and adaptation to stress. It also restrains inflammatory activity. Excess cortisol can promote muscle protein breakdown, high blood glucose, central fat accumulation, bone loss, and immune suppression. Deficiency can impair blood pressure support and stress tolerance. Growth hormone is secreted in pulses, especially during sleep. It directly changes metabolism and stimulates production of insulin-like growth factor 1, largely from the liver and local tissues. These signals support growth and protein synthesis. Prolactin supports milk production and is unusual because hypothalamic dopamine tonically inhibits its release. Calcium regulation demonstrates multi-organ control. Falling ionized calcium stimulates parathyroid hormone. Parathyroid hormone increases renal calcium conservation, reduces renal phosphate reabsorption, and promotes formation of active vitamin D. Active vitamin D increases intestinal calcium and phosphate absorption. Bone participates as a dynamic mineral reservoir, but chronic hormonal imbalance can weaken it. Receptors, dose response, and interaction. The magnitude of a response depends on hormone concentration, receptor abundance, receptor affinity, and downstream machinery. At low concentrations, increasing hormone often increases response. As receptors and pathways approach saturation, additional hormone has less effect. A maximal response does not require every receptor to be occupied if spare receptors are present. Hormones can interact permissively, synergistically, or antagonistically. Thyroid hormone has a permissive effect on catecholamine responsiveness. Glucagon, epinephrine, and cortisol can act synergistically to support blood glucose during stress. Insulin and glucagon are antagonistic in several metabolic pathways, but both are necessary for flexible regulation. Disease can arise from hormone excess, hormone deficiency, receptor resistance, abnormal transport, or loss of feedback. Measuring one hormone in isolation may be misleading. In primary thyroid failure, thyroid hormone is low, while thyroid-stimulating hormone is usually high because feedback inhibition is reduced. In pituitary failure, both may be inappropriately low. The pattern localizes the disturbance. Neural plasticity allows circuits to change with use. Synapses can strengthen or weaken, dendritic structure can change, and networks can reorganize after learning or injury. Short-term changes often modify existing channels or transmitter release. Long-term memory commonly requires altered gene expression and protein synthesis. Plasticity is essential for adaptation, but it can also maintain maladaptive states such as chronic pain, addiction, or persistent fear. The nervous system is therefore neither fixed wiring nor unlimited flexibility. Change is constrained by cell type, developmental stage, activity, and environment.